Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, correspond to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Lamed Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin and with Beis, and it's seven lines up from the Mishnah with the words Chalvanas. Chalvanas in boy Mishum Bishuli Nochrim, Vyotin boy Mishum Eruve Tavshilin. If an idolater roasted Chalvanas, which is a type of small salted fish, they're not prohibited as they can be eaten raw, but it's nevertheless considered a cooked dish for use as Eruv Tavshilin. We Abba Vashem with Achi. Maltisa in by Mishum Bishulei Nochrim, the Yotzen by Mishum Meruve Tavshilin, with Abba quoting what Achi said, if an idolater cooked Maltisa, which is a salted type of kosher grasshopper, they are not prohibited, as they can be eaten raw, but it's nevertheless considered to be a dish for use as Erev Tavshilin. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Bishem Rabahuna, Kol Eichel Shum Nechol Chai Kamoshu, Ein Boi Mishum Bishulei Nochrim, the Yotzen by Mishum Eruve Tavshilin, Rabbi Yosef Rabun, quoting Rabahuna, said, any food that can be eaten raw is not prohibited when an idolater cooks it, because its cooking is not considered significant, but it's nevertheless called the dish for use as Erev Tavshilin. Now we begin come to the next Mishnah. Elu mutarim b'achila. The following items may be eaten: chalav shechal boi nochri v'yisora ehu hadrash v'adav devonios afapisha menatfois ein boi b'hem mishum hechsher mashke ukvashim she'ein darcham lafeis b'hem yain v'chaymetz v'tris she'ein atufa v'tzir she'esh boi daga v'ala shel chiltis v'zisei kluska hamagul golim. And again, the following may be eaten: milk that was milked by an idolater in the presence of a Jew, honey and clusters of grapes, and even if the juice is dripping from them, they are not a liquid to make other foods susceptible to Nata Tumah. They're boiled foods and pickled foods into which it's unusual to add wine or vinegar. Undiced tirios, which is a kosher fish. Brine in which there is kilbis fish. Chilek, which is a fish that are late to grow fins and scales. A leaf of chiltus, which is a spice. And kluska olives, which are pickled in a round vessel to soften them. All of these items may be eaten. Rav Yosi Omer, Hashuluchim asurim v'achagavim min asalila asurim min aheptik mutarim. Rav Yosi says, very soft olives are prohibited because wine may have been added to soften them. Kosher grasshoppers taken from the basket outside the idolater's shop are prohibited, as he may have poured yain nesach onto them. However, grasshoppers that were stored in barrels in the storehouse are permitted because wine is not sprinkled on them until they're sold. V'chein b'truma, and the same rule applies to truma, means kohanim are suspected of selling their truma as chulin, which is non-truma, in order to receive a higher price. I mean, the non-Kohen may not buy produce that is in a Kohen's shop because of this concern, but produce the Kohen took from his storehouse is permitted because the Kohen is afraid to sell Truma as Chulin, lest the Chachomim discover him and render all of his storehouse Hefker, which is ownerless. And the Gemara says, Amar Belozer, Hadad ad Amar Betavshil, Shein Dalkoi, Lasis Lasoichoi, Yayin, Vachoymetz, Had the Reboi, Shenosan, Osa, Afil Bahanah. Belozer says, when the Mishnah taught that it's permitted to consume their pickled foods into which it's unusual to add wine or vinegar, it means that if they certainly have had these things added, they are prohibited even to derive benefit, though, as they contain yayin nesach. So only when it's unlikely they added it is permitted, but if you know for sure that they added it, then they're prohibited. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha ubchia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan yisor v'nochri shehen shutrin b'kadeira yisor shoifes v'nochri menaya. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha and Rabbi Yochia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, a Jew and an idolater who jointly own a pot of food, if the Jew put the pot on the fire, there's no prohibition of it being an idolater's food, even if the idolater then stirred it. And the Gemara asked me, Machzir, if the pot was removed from the fire, may the idolater return it? Savin Meim Yisrael Machzir, they suggested that only the Jew may return it, but not the idolater. And Rabbi Yomin Bar Liui, Ruhu Shinispasha Kamacha Ben Dusai, Rabbi Yomin Bar Levi says, even if the food reached the level of Machzir Ben Dusai, which is a third or half cooked, and who was this Ben Josai, who was a highway robber who was always on the run, so he would eat his food only partially cooked, but if it's reached that level of cooking, the idolater may still not return it. Rabbi Yosi Boy, in benis bashel ka'achiris Ben Josai, lama le yisol machzeh, afil anochi machzeh. Rabbi Yosi rejected that. He said, if it already reached the level of machul Ben Josai, this partially cooked level, why can't even an idolater return it? Because it's considered already cooked, and there's no longer prohibition for an idolater to cook it. Another Gemara asks about the earlier din of the Mishnah, Ezu Chilek. We had in the earlier Mishnah, there were items that idolaters which are prohibited to consume but not prohibited to derive benefit, and one of them mentioned was Chilek. What is Chilek? Rav Amar, Sultanisa. Rav said it's a sultan fish, a small kosher fish that when young has not yet developed fins and scales. They prohibited it since it could be mixed with non-kosher fish without the consumer's awareness. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hu Chilek, Hu Trist Terufa. Rav Yochanan says Chilek is the same as diced tirios. In the Mishnah, there's only a concern of non-kosher fish being mixed in if they're diced, but if they're whole, there's no concern. Rav Zera Kahana bar Tachlifa Kahana Barba b'shem Rav lechaluchta asura meshum tarubis dogim tameim. Rav Zera and Kahana bar Tachlifa Kahana Barba, quoting Rav, said lechaluchta is tzachanta fish. It's prohibited since it could be mixed with non-kosher fish. Rabbi Bar b'shem Rabbi Huda hadar dat amar b'makom she'ein ha'mayim mahalchin. B'makom she'ha'mayim mahalchin, ein dag taho mahalich im dag tomei. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Huda, said it's prohibited specifically when taking from a collection of water. When taking from flowing water, there's no concern that non-kosher fish are mixed in with it. The question is, surely in the Lake Kinneret, which one would assume as a collection of water, but does not contain a mixture of kosher and non-kosher fish. The answer is, it's considered to be flowing water because it eventually flows into the Dead Sea. Rabbi Yossi Rabun said the prohibition on diphtherios, that it might be mixed with non-kosher fish, is only when the bodies of the fish are diced so much that they are not distinguishable. Shmuel Amar Hada Chafisa Yavi Goy Kalifta in Aves Lechluche Shauya Vilav Asira. Shmuel said that this non-kosher fish chafisa, the way to identify it is by putting it in its skin. If it releases the moisture and sticks to its skin, it certainly has fins and scales and is kosher, and if not, it is not kosher.